A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. On a certain Sabbath, Jesus went into the synagogue and taught. And there was a man there whose right hand was withered. The scribes and the Pharisees watched him closely to see if he would cure on the Sabbath, so that they might discover a reason to accuse him. But he realized their intentions and said to the man with the withered hand, "Come up and stand before us." And he rose and stood there. Then Jesus said to them, "I ask you, is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than to do evil? To save life rather than to destroy it?" Looking around at them all, he said to him, "Stretch out your hand." He did so, and his hand was restored. But they became enraged and discussed together what they might do to Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Yesterday, during the weekend, we had a meet and greet, and that was the official welcome of Father Gerald and Father Leo. So I want to thank you so much for stopping by to welcome us, and also to thank those that organized that meet and greet, collect, and the other staff members, and also Father Rick in a special way, and Father Clem. I thank all of you, so now we feel officially welcome. My dear friends in Christ, today in the Gospel, we read how Jesus cured this man on a Sabbath. And it was after teaching, after people heard the word of God, then he now called up this man to stand before the people. This reminds us that there is a connection between the word of God and healing. Healing can set in when someone hears the word of God, believes in that word, then healing can set in. And also we realize that most people who were there listening to Jesus, they came not to hear him speak, but to know what Jesus would do on the Sabbath. Because for them, they valued their rituals, they valued the law more than their salvation. They were more interested in accusing the messenger, leaving out the message. They were more interested in trying to trap Jesus, to condemn him. And that was why most of them did not receive salvation. So, my dear friends in Christ, today's gospel challenges us, reminds us that we have to always focus on the message and not the messenger. Because if we focus on the message and we believe in the message, we will now reap the fruit of our faith. We now read the fruit of our faith. So it is very important as Christians, we always focus on the message. We focus on what Jesus is telling us. And when we act that in our lives, that shows that, yes, we are people of faith. That shows, yeah, that we are growing spiritually. That shows, yes, that we are experiencing the fruit of our labor. So today, let us pray for the grace to always remain focused on what Jesus is telling us, because that will make more impact. Because when we remain focused and accept that message and pray, we now see that what we ask for, that God will be doing that for us. Like I said earlier, there is a connection between faith and believing the word of God. If we hear the word of God and we believe in what we hear, whatever we ask God, he will do for us. So if we have been praying all this while and it seems that God is not hearing our prayers, we have to ask ourselves, do we focus on what Jesus tells us? Do we believe in the message he is delivering to us? When we believe in that and accept it, then whatever we pray and ask for, he will do that for us. May the word of God continue to inspire our lives and transform our lives. Amen. Please.